You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Armando Canseco hired a hitman to kill a 13-year-old girl. The 57-year-old Jersey man gave the so-called hitman cash to scope out the scene.
Nancy Canseco provided the hitman with photos of the girl and her address. Then the man drove from New Jersey to Texas and spent a week there following the girl and her family around. He returned to Jersey with pictures of the girl's house and surrounding areas and met with Canseco to discuss a plan to kill the girl and her family if they got in the way.
The girl is fine. After the feds step in, Canseco busted on conspiracy to commit murder. Robert Price turns a fun night at the Western Montana Fair into a nightmare. As a dad steps back to take a picture of his child having fun, Price grabs the child and runs. But he couldn't outrun Dad.
The child's father chased Price, who eventually set the child down to escape the pursuing father. The 48-year-old attempted to kidnap the child just 2 days after his release on bond for charges including assault with a weapon and animal cruelty. Missoula police had also received reports of Price displaying unsettling behavior at the fair just hours before the attempted kidnapping.
Price now facing attempted kidnap and felony assault on a minor. Bryant Henderson using a drone to fly meth, pot, and cell phones into a Texas prison. Well, the drone crashes.
FMC Fort Worth staff recovered the crashed drone and law enforcement began an investigation. Surveillance video shows Henderson launched the drone from his car, then driving away about the time the drone crashed. A search of Henderson's car revealed the drone's controller and the drone itself had a black box with 70 flight logs, four of them into FMC Fort Worth's airspace and two more above another Texas prison.
It seems Henderson's done it before, successfully, six times before. Henderson charged with attempting to provide contraband and possession with intent to distribute drugs. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Nearly 66 years after the battered body of a young boy was found stuffed inside a cardboard box, Philadelphia police say they have finally unlocked a central mystery in the city's most notorious cold case, the victim's identity. Sydney Sumner is with Crime Online.
The boy's name is Joseph Augustus Sorelli. As they revealed that information to the public, authorities said they hope it will bring them a step closer to the boy's killer and give the victim, known to generations of Philadelphians as the boy in the box, a measure of dignity. The child's naked, badly bruised body was found on February 25, 1957, in a wooded area of Philadelphia's Fox Chase neighborhood. The boy, who was 4 years old, had been wrapped in a blanket and placed inside a large JCPenney bassinet box. Police say he was malnourished and that he'd been beaten to death.
The homicide investigation remains open, and authorities say they hope publicizing Joseph's name will spur a fresh round of leads, but they caution the passage of time complicates the task. As WNBA star Brittany Griner returns home, President Biden has vowed he will not give up on another American in Russian custody. Paul Whelan, a U.S. Marine veteran, was arrested and charged in 2018 with espionage. He's currently serving a 16-year sentence in a Russian penal colony. Whelan has denied the espionage charges. Paul's sister, Elizabeth Whelan, spoke with CBS.
We need to solve this problem, not just for my brother, but also for Americans in general who want to travel. Hostile, weak foreign nations taking Americans prisoner and holding them as hostages. This has to stop, and my brother needs to come home.
U.S. officials say Russia refused to consider including Whelan in the Griner deal, calling it a one-or-none decision. Former Theranos executive Ramesh Sunny Balwani has been sentenced to nearly 13 years in prison for his role in the company's blood testing hoax, the punishment slightly longer than that given to the CEO, who was his lover and accomplice in one of Silicon Valley's biggest scandals. 57-year-old Balwani was convicted in July of fraud and conspiracy connected to the company's bogus medical technology that duped investors and endangered patients. His sentencing came less than 3 weeks after Elizabeth Holmes, the company's 38-year-old founder and CEO, received more than 11 years in prison for her part in the scheme. Indiana's attorney general has sued Chinese-owned social media app TikTok, claiming the video sharing platform misleads its users, particularly children, about the level of inappropriate content and security of consumer information. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Attorney General Todd Rokita claimed in a complaint that while the social video app says it's safe for users 13 years and older, the app contains, quote, salacious and inappropriate content available to young users for unlimited periods of time, day and night, in an effort to line TikTok's pockets with billions of dollars from U.S. consumers. A separate complaint from Rokita argues the app has users' sensitive and personal information, but deceives consumers into believing that information is secure.
TikTok is owned by ByteDance, a Chinese company that moved its headquarters to Singapore in 2020.
Car thief Matthew Gebert leads Florida cops on a high-speed chase. He eventually ditches the car and hoofs it. The 29-year-old taken down by canine Jax, who latches onto Gebert's behind. Gebert now charged with grand theft auto. That's a good boy, Jax. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.